Welcome to Ebo Table Talks with Ollie and
Mecca.
Yay! Okay, so what is today's topic?
What customs are we carrying over? No people haga se ole ihe umenalain angaji indinabia or mark indinasoinazo.
Okay. Cool. And I think this topic is really relevant right now, especially because we just had a wedding, So. And through that, there was a lot of protocols and customs that we were expected to go through. Some we did, some we didn't.
Right.
For example, traditional wedding. I mean, home traditional wedding.
Ibanku.
Yeah, I mean, Ibanku, which is traditional wedding in Igbo.
Mm.
It's like with that one, I made here, and the formal, I told home we made traditional wedding. It was never something, you know, when it interests not. And
so that's a custom that.
So I think for more, yeah. You know, like when it comes to just, you know, just customs, you know, we'll take to the next generation.
Mm.
On my part, it might die with me, unless you want to keep it alive, you know. So
I won't require
any child of mine to do traditional wedding unless they want to do it. And even then, I'm not with Shemia, so they might have to. Inquire from their grandparents or something. So that's one of my, you know, for more, I have any interest in that, you know.
Given,
but a lot of times
that's correct.
And even these days too, like a lot of times the trend now is seen as though that's the parents' event, that's the parents'
the American or the white wedding, right? But ima that custom of ibanku it's just something that, just like you said, you don't have the interest to really carry it over. But
And I think a lot of us don't. A lot of us, and the thing is like, okay, what is our generation taking? So I'm speaking even in that sense.
Mm.
Most of the people I know, they see it as, okay, my parents want me to do this.
Okay.
It's my parents' thing. They handle it, I show up. So with that mindset, we don't know anything about it. We just show up.
Some don't, some do.
So a lot of the ones in America don't know. So I truly believe, you know, when it comes time for our own kids, that's like what, 25 years from now?
But Mimia, I want to, in the beginning, we have responsibility to issue umwaka or make a because for me, for example, one thing that I will carry forward, customer, I'll show my kids is kola nuts.
Okay.
Kola nut is such a valuable custom because mother butter no lodge bo. Iganiha kola nut. That kola nut bo, I butter nga no do. So that's one custom that I will show. Ibanku, I'm going to keep Iji umwaka ihe ibanku and all onwaka umuibo nila monarabeke Iji umuha ihe. Ibanku, but
says
the sake of knowing what Igbo is about, just for that sake alone. For example, like Nollywood Nigerian Alibo in those days in the 1800s, they're pretty much showing it in the 21st century.
No, but you're saying that it's our right to show them responsibility, but it's really not because what we value is what we pass on. What we value is what we pass on. So if our generation don't value traditional wedding and say, it's our parents' wedding. Why would we pass on something that we don't value? Tell me one person who willingly did a traditional wedding because they wanted to do it and it wasn't to please their parents.
Oh man, one or two people I know that willingly did it.
Who?
I went some. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But also to the mother, also to the umu you die, in the middle, especially in Alabeke. How many I need now? nene na ha gwara ha ka ha me ya. And the pressures of elders.
Yeah.
But we still have the responsibility to show our kids what Ibanku looks like.
That's what I'm saying. If you have no value in it, you will not, you won't feel any responsibility.
The same with the language. Wrong. You know, there's some, almost two people. They don't really care for it. There are some, and I say that carefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in that mist, it doesn't mean that those people will not show their children or nephews or nieces.
They won't. It's the ones that actually care that wants to pass it on.
I think there's a concept of care that we have to kind of look at.
No, there are some people that speak Igbo, and they'll want to pass the Igbo on.
Of course.
There's some people, they don't speak Igbo, but they value the language, and they want their kids to speak it.
But if
they don't speak it, and they don't value, that's what I'm saying, it comes back to value. So if they don't value, value it.
It's a fair, how many people say, hey, I want Indi,
because it's marriage. You know, to me, I feel like you can go and do Ibanko and call it a day because it's marriage.
Right.
Like before, you know, Ndo Chabia, Guani, Jiani, the American wedding, it was Ibanko. So to me, it's like wedding, double wedding. And me, I like simplicity. Mm. So like, I cannot come and have two weddings. I can't kill myself.
No, so, in my Nala Beke, Odo Kono, because no law. Ego and Gaji may bank or Hihine, Oto Gahine Nala Beke, Imea.
It's pretty much another wedding.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Pastor Obola. Pastor Beke Obola, Ega Gwasi, let him not make to die me the wife. They'll say, oh, that sounds like another wedding. Oh, yeah, another wedding.
It is another wedding. It's how you look at it.
Yeah, Ima. On no aka ainwa ibali le otu ainga jin indina soin azo ni ha kwesima ni me ya omo kwa ihe ofodo ha ga ima kwa cuz ainwa ainwa ni about you.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, a lot of generation, like, there's a lot of things that don't get passed on, especially when you're in a whole different other land.
Yeah.
It's hard to pass on everything from your country of origin, from the Igbo land.
It's true. All generations, she nishimbu, indi nine. Let's say three grandfathers from three grandfather generations away.
Mm-hmm.
They knew how to do things with herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and those were like natural herbs, not just the other herbs.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowledge will follow. Okay, I'm a me here. I got half a generation in here.
That's really bad.
Colonial custom that will move on. A banku, it will move, but it depends on Oshinaka.
I think that part too, depending on like how much value our parents, you know, put on something.
That's
the same way anyone did you create gawa.
And with
America, it's also hard for them to uphold all those cultures too, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they truly want to.
It's interest.
There's a lot of stuff in our culture that has nothing to do with money. It's just the way of life back then.
That's that.
I guess we'll see
when we
get there. Good talk.
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you on the next Igbo Table Talk.
Yeah. Mamalu.